Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan's Gura here with another edition of the Browns Huddle from the Combine in Indianapolis. Today, the first day for on-field drills as the offensive linemen took to the field early in the day. And as you can see behind me, the running backs on the field now. And, of course, a lot of eyes on the running back position. A position that's been devalued in some senses by the National Football lately. But this is a class that has a couple of big-time prospects. Of course, Ohio State's Ezekiel Elliott came out, ran very well in the mid-4.4s. I believe 4.46 and a 4.48. 40-yard dash time. And the other one, Derrick Henry, the big fella out of Alabama, coming in looking very lean, very athletic, and ran for a guy his size a pretty quick 4.55 area 40-yard dash time. So those are the big headlines. They are the headliners in this running back class, and they came out and did what they had to do to go potentially in the first round of the 2016 NFL draft. Now, the one guy who set the standard, Keith Marshall, out of the University of Georgia, ran a 4.29 and a 4.31. That was the fastest time of anybody today running the 40-yard dash. He also led the running backs with 25 bench press reps. So this guy, some kind of a physical specimen. Now, while the attention was on the field, other attention happened in the press room where the defensive linemen talked today. And, of course, Joey Bosa, the Ohio State product, who many people think could be the best player in the draft, spoke with the media, and he left no doubt at all about who he thought was indeed the best player in this draft class.
Yeah, I do. I do believe I'm the best player in the draft. There's, of course, a lot of amazing players in the draft, and it's going to be up to Tennessee to make that decision, but I think as a top player, if you don't believe that, then there's kind of something wrong. I think I bring the best pass rushers, best defensive linemen in the country. I'm obviously coming to whatever team drafts me to help them win and help them eventually make it to a Super Bowl.
Now, a lot of people would like to see Bosa come here, and I think if the Browns don't take a quarterback, Bosa certainly seems to be a logical choice on the defensive side of the ball. That'll do it for Indianapolis today here at the Combine. Keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.